And I says, and I'm sure he'll probably remove it. And then I got a hold of the owner, and, you know, he archived it.
Did you actually take the cop to the cache?
I was brought it back signing it as he pulled up behind me. Yeah, okay. I was signing the log as he pulled up behind me. Let's face it, I'm not afraid of no cop, you know. I got my GPS in my hand.
You have no reason to be guilty?
No, I don't. I never worry about a cop.
Yeah.
When I first started caching, I would, you know, oh, wow, there's a travel bug here. You know, you grab it. And now I would rather not mess with travel bugs. And I've got four of my own.
But these travel bugs are like a signature item that you're sending around the United
Yeah, it was my sig item. And I had the Frau Happy Kraut, you know, which is the German word for, you know, your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Frau Happy Kraut, Herr Happy Kraut, then Happy Kraut's son and Happy Kraut's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And the story was that they wanted to go to Germany, you know, to visit my homeland. Two of them made it into Germany, and then as they got closer, then I would change the goal. Like, you know, I'm in Germany now, take me to my hometown, you know. And I remember one particular email, both travel bugs, believe it or not, and one I went to Australia for, ended up in my hometown. They passed each other by about 15 minutes in the same cache. I said, if at all possible, I would like to have my picture taken in front of the house I was born in. Combination hotel, restaurant, tavern, and there was some apartments upstairs. I was actually born upstairs. It's a well-known place.
Okay.
So sure enough, the one guy took several pictures, and then the other guy took several pictures. So now you can go on the internet now and see a picture of my house that I was born in. I mean, how neat is that? You know?
Really?
And then, of course, then I had to change the story again. Now, bring me back to the U.S., see? One of them's in Czechoslovakia right now. And I'm hoping, of course, that at least one of those will make it back home, you know.
Right.
And it worked out. But the one went over 20,000 miles so far. If a guy has a specific goal and I know I can help the guy, I will do that. Like, there was one I picked up, a piece of a vertebrate. He was a chiropractor. And he wanted to collect pictures of chiropractic colleges all across the U.S. Well, you know, we got Logan here.
Right.
So I made a special trip over to Logan. And
took a picture of you with a travel bug in front of the sign? Or?
The big sign they have over there, yeah. No, I'm not in it, but it got the thing hanging on the sign.
Okay.
Oh, the guy sent me an email. He was just tickled, you know. This lady was on a business trip, passing through St. Louis, picked up a travel bug, did her business here, went back to Seattle, and then found out that it was a Route 66 travel bug. He wanted to run up and down Route 66, and now he's in Seattle.
Oh.
So she asked me if she would mail it to me, if I would put it, you know.
It caches near the Route 66.
Then I went all the way down Route 66 Park, and I took a picture of the Route 66 sign.
Right.
Yeah. So needless to say, that guy was happy. Locationless caches, they totally, in my book, I'm glad they're gone. They totally got out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to sit here and say, no, I've never did one.
Well, what's the one you said about the turtle crossing the road?
Yeah, I mean, how dumb was that? You know? And every time I got there, the thing was already run over by a truck, you know? Too late to help him, you know? Mackinac Island.
Ah.
And there was a fire truck there from like 1800s or something. I mean, a really neat. So I logged that in. And then the wife, we see this fire truck, just plain old everyday fire truck in Sault Ste. Marie. And she logs that one in. She gets an email from this guy in Europe. Thanks so much. I just really enjoy looking at these fire trucks, especially from your country. And I thought, she gets an email or a lousy old fire truck, and I send this really neat fire truck, this old pumper thing, you know.
And the only motorized vehicle on Mackinac Island are fire trucks.
Yeah, right. There's no, it's a neat place.
Yeah. I like the one you recently took at one of my caches in the Merrimack Valley, because during a flood stage, some kid's plastic toy got washed up near my cache, and you get a picture of you looking through it as if you're driving in a little Flintstone mobile.
That was so much fun.
Well, it sounds like you'll drive anywhere To eat. Because you live out of St. Charles, and if there's lunch in 2 hours, you'll drive to St. Louis to...
Yeah, so far I think I've pretty well made just about all the lunches. The only bad thing is, and I sit there and eat, and then, especially when you go to all you can eat places. You know?
Oh, right.
I just love to eat. Every event I've ever been to was fun, you know. And as far as the helping goes, I enjoy helping people. I mean, I will absolutely help a total stranger. If somebody needs help, I'm there.
So for those people in Slaga who are technically members because they've signed up, if they haven't been to an event yet...
They miss out. There's people that come to the events, but you're never going to see them when it comes to
participate.
Helping. I think everybody can help sometime or another,
right.
I would think.
By the fact that they're there, they obviously have time to contribute something.
Yes. And, you know, I've belonged to a lot of different organizations. And what do they say, like 1 or 2% are the active people, you know, that do all the work?
Slaga is really not any different than
any
other.
Not any different than any club I've ever belonged to. I would like to see more of the education thing. I would love to see a class come up on CSAC. And I understand the Med Chef is working on one, but I'd love to see 1 or 2 a month. Mm-hmm. Because they're so informative. Right. Let's face it, that CSAC is just the neatest program that has ever come along.
And you're a beta tester?
Yeah, I'm a beta tester for CSAC, but I only use, my God, a minute part of what it can do. Mm-hmm. If we were even going to set up the class and invite Clyde on a conferencing call, any suggestion I've ever made on CSAC when he was developing, he would immediately incorporate it.
And him and Robert Leip, because Robert Leip has provided some of
the babble,
background
right.
processes that happen mm-hmm. behind the scenes
yes.
that
mm-hmm.
you know, may see a little blurb when you convert something or export something, but a lot of those conversions are the work of Robert Leip.
Yeah, right.
So it's a collaboration
mm-hmm.
that seems to be, you know, provide every single geocacher the benefit of being able to take these GPX files and slicing and dicing and filtering mm-hmm. and sorting and selecting and exporting. I only wish I had thought about it in the first place.
The filter he has on that program is out of this world.
Right.
I have never failed to locate something. GC.com is just the opposite.
Mm.
You look for something, if it's not exactly dead on what that cache is called, you're not going to find it.
Right.
But
I just love where you can have 500 in a list, and you have this little box, and you can start typing the name of the cache.
And you know, big list, and the more you type, the smaller the list gets.
Yeah.
I did want to say one more story, but we were caching up in, it was Nebraska. We were pulling in this Liberty Town, and you had to pull up to this city park, and as I pulled up, there was a guy kind of a quarter of a block over working on his boat. And I remember as I pulled in, I waved at him. So I get out and start looking for the cache. It was, you had to know what that highway used to be called and something about a time capsule, blah, blah, blah. So I got talking to this guy, and the guy just answered every question I had. I mean, I didn't have to do nothing. You know, and then they used to be called this highway, time capsule. Oh, yeah, come on, I'll show you. Show me where the time capsule was, you know, I mean, everything. And then he says, let's come in the houses. I want to show you something. Total stranger. And his wife came out, and they both take me into their house, crossed the living room, down the hallway, into their bedroom. He had this humongous pot-belly big pig laying there on the floor, covered with a blanket like a little baby. And this guy takes this pig all over the country. It's a Class A motorhome. He's got a ramp for the pig. And they have these pig gatherings throughout the country. And here this guy takes me in his house to show me his pig. It's just the neatest thing. But the pig was not real friendly. I tried to reach down and kind of pet it. And, you know, he started snorting at me and everything, you know. But that, I thought that was really neat. That was a neat experience.
Who would have thought? You would that would happen.
Come on in the house. I want to show you something, you know. What are you, an axe murderer or what? I feel lucky that I'm still sitting here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Getting old and decrepit, but hey, I'm still going to get around, you know. Matter of fact, we're taking a trip tomorrow. Run up to Springfield.
Who are you going with you?
Dre, you know.
Oh, really? He's off? He's back home for a while?
Well, he's back home for a week or whatever, you know. Matter of fact, he wasn't even home yet. He was still on the road on the way home. Hey, I'm on my way home. Do I go cashing? What a dumb question. Of course I want to do cash. So we're going
to... Okay. Thanks again, Bernie, for taking the time to let us into your world.
Okay.
And we expect to see your name associated with all sorts of events in the future.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll be there.
This concludes the Sloga Podcast. For more information about the Sloga Group and geocaching in the St. Louis, Missouri area, go to www.geostl.com. Here's wishing you a strong signal and a trusty bearing.